Joining us now is Sharon Allseth with a look at local news. Good morning, Sharon.
Thanks, Richard. Good morning, everyone. We've had the snow. Now, how about some ice? We could start getting about an inch of it on roads, trees, and power lines starting tonight and into Wednesday.
If we do see extensive wide area power outages and there's a lot of ice, it's going to take power crews a good amount of time to be able to restore services. So, people need to be prepared that they may be without power at the end of this week.
Jason Puma is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Central Indiana will be under a winter storm watch this evening all the way through Wednesday evening, and the northern part of the state could get a foot of snow. Members of the 2012 Indianapolis Super Bowl host committee, along with some city and airport officials, are making their way to Dallas this week for one final look at how things are done before America's biggest football event comes here next year. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
If we do see extensive wide...
36 members of the host committee will be in Dallas for this year's Super Bowl. Diana Boyce is their spokesperson. She says while the National Football League has given the Indianapolis committee every indication that they're on track with preparation to host the Super Bowl next year, this trip to Dallas gives planners one more chance to observe what works and what doesn't.
Through being able to observe previous Super Bowls, as well as with this trip to North Texas, we've taken advantage of those opportunities to continue to advance the ball in our planning, and I think we are on spot.
As many as 150,000 visitors are expected in Indianapolis next year. Boyce says the city's experience hosting the Indy 500, the Brickyard, and NCAA Final Fours show experience and success with large-scale sporting events. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Indianapolis fire and utility officials are investigating explosions that blew off manhole covers and damaged a downtown building and a fire engine. The fire department says firefighters responded to a report of a gas odor across the street from their station near the Athenaeum about 6:30 Sunday morning. Within 2 minutes, firefighters say a manhole cover blew off and flames erupted from the manhole. Two more covers blew a couple of minutes later. No injuries or evacuations were reported. Citizens Energy Group says the blasts don't appear to be natural gas related. A smoky weekend fire forced inmates to be moved at the Madison County Jail in Anderson. Sheriff Ron Richardson says the fire was traced to a dryer ventilation system. He says many of the estimated 240 inmates had to be relocated to a side of the jail where there was less smoke. Emergency responders from around Madison County helped out to control the scene. The public is invited to today's calling and tomorrow's funeral for 29-year-old IMPD Officer David Moore, shot last week in the line of duty. The calling is 2 to 8 p.m. today at Crown Hill Cemetery, and an elaborate military-style funeral tomorrow will be at 11 at Conseco Fieldhouse. Moore will be buried in the Heroes of Public Safety area at Crown Hill. A proposed statewide smoking ban now has so many exemptions that health advocates say it nearly loses its meaning. Yet those loopholes give the bill its best shot in years of actually passing the Republican-controlled General Assembly. The Indiana House could vote as early as today on the proposal, which exempts casinos, bars, clubs, and even nursing homes. A statewide smoking ban has cleared the House several times but never gained traction in the Senate. The Indiana Pacers have fired coach Jim O'Brien after more than three seasons with the team. Under O'Brien, the Pacers went 121-169. Assistant coach Frank Vogel will take over as interim head coach. And IU missed its shot to beat back-to-back ranked teams after losing to number 25 Michigan State last night, 84-83. WFYI weather, today mostly cloudy with a high of 28, and then a winter storm watch in effect this evening through Wednesday evening with light freezing rain changing to sleet tonight, low 25. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, freezing rain and sleet with an inch accumulation expected, tomorrow's high 28. On Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of snow, steady temperatures in the lower 20s. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with highs near 22. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 19 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Thank you, Sharon. Programming is made possible this morning.